Hey, I'm Frank. I'm from Germany, so I have a weird accent. I apologize. So, I have been a graduate student for the last 4 years, and I have studied physics. And in 3 weeks or so, I'm hopefully going to get a PhD in physics, and that sounds very weird to me right now. And I have to confess, like the last 4 years, I really often had the temptation when I was sitting in my office and like working and, you know, trying to get this paper out. And it's really cool if you have a paper which has your name on it and no other name. It's really cool. And I have to confess that often there was a temptation to work for my own glory. But then often there were also reminders of God's provision. And I'm very thankful for that, that I, you know, whenever these temptations come, that at the end of the day, I realize really, without God, I literally can't do anything. I can't do a single integral without God's provisions. And so in 3 weeks, and I'm going to receive my PhD, it's really for God's glory. So, you know, in my thesis, I would like to put a citation at the very beginning, God. And what has really been very important to me, you know, to get this reminder of his provision is Christ's community. And a big part of this is being at First Press and having community with so many different people. And, Veritas Graduate Fellowship, the fellowship for graduate students, and we can all be nerdy with each other there, and it's kind of fun. And Bible study, and just coming here on Sundays, being a deacon. And well, I think one of the biggest things which sort of kept me, you know, down to earth was our physics prayer group. So we have a physics prayer group. We actually, you know, meet once a week in the middle of the day, sit down in front of the company and just sit there and pray for the world, for the physics department, but 95% probably about ourselves and for our like little stupid problems, like I don't understand this data and like I have to get this stupid paper out. And so we had these like standard prayers. So we would say, for me today, standard prayer number 17, which would sort of mean, you know, I need more sleep and I whatever, something like this. So we had this sort of, yeah. And sometimes I even sort of didn't want to go there because I had to work and I didn't want to take this hour because I just, you know, I needed to get this done, and then I sort of still went because my wife would go and I kind of not go when she goes. So I came along, and then, but it was never a waste of time, in not in the least. It probably, you know, saved me 10 hours later for something else. And so when I say God's provisions, you know, it's not that I don't know, I didn't have any divine interventions and I needed to solve some ugly equation, although sometimes that would have been nice. But it's really, when I look at the past 4 years, there have been so many open doors and so many like little coincidences and so many things which from the outside sort of look like, you know, some random things, but everything put together, it just makes a lot of sense suddenly. And it's really there that I see that God provides a framework for me. God's constantly working, you know, behind the doors to, you know, set things up, which I sort of just stumble into. And so I really think that God provides a framework for us and gives us the strengths and talents to achieve the things he wants us to achieve. But there's also more than that. So when I prepared this testimony, I sort of went back and paused for a second and like thought about what God is even more than just providing a framework for me to actually do some physics. It's even just the mere fact that God allows us to study his creation at all. I mean, he could have made it so strange, so weird that we couldn't use math to describe physical laws. I mean, he could have done it easily, and then I would, you know, have no job. But it's really, I think, I really truly believe that it's really by his grace that that he allows us to study his creation. After all, he wrote all these physical laws, and he upholds them daily so that we can study them. And I'm very fortunate and I'm very thankful for the little glimpse I can get into his marvelous creation. Now, you know, God's glory and everything is great, sort of nice, but at the end of the day, I've you might ask, how does this build God's kingdom? And I have to admit that whatever I do in physics is completely useless, like not even close. Like you cannot even say in 10 years this is going to have a cool application. Like the sort of physics I do is the most useless physics you can possibly do. You know, it's only useful to, you know, stand here and give a testimony about how great physics is. But then I realized that physics really is very similar to like most work you do, right? You have some environment, you have some peers, and it's, you know, mostly neutral, sometimes a little unfriendly, sometimes sort of competitive, and you have people around you, and it's like really in any other workplace, marketplace, wherever you are, it's the same daily routine to some extent. And I think there I learned to sort of realize that I can be salty, I can be God's light and salt even there. And I really sort of, it sort of hit me at one point. I had a new office mate, and I was already there for like I think 1 or 2 years, and he would sort of come in randomly into my office and ask some very simple questions, which he probably didn't want to ask his advisor, because, you know, you don't ask your advisor simple questions. And so I would just sort of help him get started and like ask him some random, answer some of his questions, some stupid computer questions, you know, how to get this Mathematica going, and, you know, random things. And I didn't really think about it much at this time, I just did it. And then at some point in physics prayer group, through like various corners, there was a person who sort of knew him, and we only discovered this later. And then she told me about how he was really excited to have me there, and that he told her that, you know, in two weeks Frank is going to leave for some random conference, and it's really going to suck not having him because I don't know who to ask all these questions. And when I heard this, it was like, wow, like I had absolutely no clue. And at that point, I sort of realized that how much a blessing I had been to him without even wanting that to be, or sort of, you know, making this like, I heard a great sermon from Mark, and now I decided I have to be, you know, more Christian in physics and have to help my office mate, right? It's just, I didn't realize, and then, wow. And I think that's sort of what we can all do, and we don't have to be a physicist for that. And well, now I sort of always make a conscious effort to, you know, have like even more, only 2 minutes for his questions. And in fact, we are now writing a paper together, which is really cool. And yes, so I guess the summary of that would be that often we can be a blessing without even knowing it. And yeah, this is really all what I wanted to say. Where do I go from here now? Well, I don't know. I try to be salty, and I try to learn more about God's creation. Thank you.